the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve, and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems. And, of course, these solutions are already available. Who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. I suggest all of you go to my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, as well as drcarley.com. And if you haven't yet done so, check out especially the diagrams that are on both sites. There's four pages. The first one is the big picture. It's the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And the last diagram is the big picture of the protocol I have developed, which reverses all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. And, of course, that makes me a very big enemy of Big Pharma. And I'm very excited to say that on next week's show, I'm going to have as my guest Dr. Jennifer Daniels, who also underwent persecution by the New York State Medical Board because she had the audacity to learn how to heal people without drugs. In fact, she's even on the terrorist watch list and is now living out of the country. So she'll be my guest next week, and you people can learn what's going on, because if you're not going to help the doctors, especially who risk their very lives and everything they have to help you, I'm afraid you're going to be on your own eventually, because who in their right mind is going to continue to help people that do nothing to help the people who are helping the people? Anyways, it's very important for you to face all of the truth that needs to be faced. Of course, we have lots of disinformers out there, and there's more and more of them coming out of the woodwork all the time. So I always tell people, don't believe anything, including what I tell you. Check it out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. And, of course, if someone is promoting a divide-and-conquer strategy, if someone is making millions of dollars out of scaring you and giving you no solutions, there's a few very obvious, you know, tests that you can ask yourself. But as you all know, we're running out of time. I mean, these psychos are really stepping things up. And here it goes with the yawning. And it's important to do something, whatever your conscience leads you to do. And if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. I really want to get my DrCarley.com site done, but of course, I will have to pay to do that. So please help if you can. Okay, there's the music. Voice comes so fast. We'll be back after these messages. I have no guest today, so love to hear from you. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is exhaustion of humanity. And we already have listeners calling in, but let me just quickly finish my intro. To learn how I do consults, click on the services tab of my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com. or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number is good from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. That is 888-321-6751. My Skype username is drcarly1, but please use Skype only if you're not able to access me from the toll-free, because I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. Archives of my shows for the past few years in various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. In almost all cases, you will also see documents posted with the individual shows, which are labeled that go with the show. I'm trying to give you as much information as I can. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in 800-313-9443. Important for callers to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on. Of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And if you have not yet signed up for the American Freedom Newsletter that I write for every week, you can find the link to that. It's free. It's at the bottom of the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And I always give links to, you know, all of the information that I'm speaking of, so you will have access to it as well. Okay, so as I said, the answer to my question today, what's ailing America, is exhaustion of humanity. But of course, this is not just happening in America. Pretty much everything I talk about could also be, you know, answering the question, what's ailing the world. But this whole sequestration thing is nothing but a different name for the austerity thing that's happening in Europe. And I'm going to be talking about the next step these psychos have in plan to steal everything we have a little bit later in the show. I'm just going to cover some important news items and things of that nature. But first, I understand we have a caller on the line who works with Pastor Kevin Annette in regards to the International Tribunal of Crimes in Church and State. Kevin has been my guest a number of times, so you've heard him talk about what they're doing, actually placing criminal charges against psychos as high as, you know, the Pope, the Queen of England, and things of that nature. And interesting things are starting to happen. Pope Ratzinger resigned, first time in 600 years that a Pope resigned. I wonder if Kevin's documents and the group that he works with had anything to do with that. Queen England is supposedly, depending on which rag you read, very sick in the hospital. Apparently, you know, exposure to her crimes against humanity and pedophilia and things of that nature is just something the old queen's not looking forward to have, you know, spread all over the news. Anyways, I don't know who's going to talk, Alex, if you or Pastor Annette, but take it away.
Hey, it's Alex Hunter calling, and Kevin's, we just put him on a ferry back to Nanaimo where he's going to go and organize some more actions over there.
Okay.
We just attended Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Vancouver, and last week I served the head priest with Dion, his name is, with a banishment order and proclamation, and we showed up with a grand chief and a hereditary chief at the church today with Abby, Aiden, and I, Kevin, and a couple of other people that were in attendance, and we're strategizing ways to make more effective distribution of information as it's being censored by the clergy and the administration and also by the police, who show up and ask us not to stand on their property, even though it's public property. So we've been sort of banished to the sidewalk where we distribute information, and they put out their own dogma and propaganda inside the church. So we've had a couple of weekends in a row now where we've come out to the churches and actually stood at the churches and given all the parishioners the opportunity to view the information, and about 50% of them are taking it. And we're using different mechanisms to inform and alert the people in the church, even in the administration, because sometimes they don't even know as to what's going on.
Right. Okay, wait. Slow down. Okay. Let me ask you some questions as you go. The first thing I wanted to ask is, where can people get a copy of this banishment order? I believe it's on itccs.org, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so people can do this all over the world. I mean, there's many different countries that's involved with Pastor Annette's group. And this is very powerful. I'm just curious, since you were there, what was the look on the, you know, pastor, priest, whatever, what was the look on his face as you, you know, handed this to him? Did he pretend he knew nothing about it?
Well, it was actually quite interesting. He knows this man is guilty of defrauding that particular church of $600,000 at least, and they fired a cook from within the church because he knew about it. And so he's a crooked individual, and he's an actor, and so he just played it off in a condescending kind of belittling. Oh no, here! Oh my God! And he took the order and said he'd read it later on, which was good. So we. On camera doing that. We also did three of the main churches in downtown Vancouver a couple of weekends ago, and we're continuing actions. We hold council with the chiefs, and we sit down and we talk. And the members of the ITCCS are real, unlike the propaganda that's going around about them, which is obviously put out by the church and state. And people in the forums, the social justice forums, and We Are Change groups, etc., are starting to get that that's all disinformation. They're starting to come back around now. For a while there, it was trendy to say that the ITCCS wasn't real and what Kevin's doing isn't real. And they criticize us for saying, oh, well, they're saying they're going to make arrests and they're not doing it. Well, the people that are saying that are sitting behind their computers not doing anything but talking. And they know they know nothing about the case, whereas we might have spent thousands of hours looking into this.
Right. And, okay, wait, I need to comment on that, Alex, because it's very important what you're bringing up. One of the main tactics that the psychopaths use to keep us on the couch is to believe that there's nothing we can do. And that is probably 90% of it. Just make us believe, yeah, these things are all happening, and guess what? It's going to keep happening, and there's nobody to call, there's nobody to save you. And that's what they believe. Of course, the only ones who can save us is us. And that's why I love what's going on in this case. I think some people just couldn't believe that they could actually accomplish this. But now as it all unwinds, and especially after the Pope resigned, I mean, hello? Obviously, he was getting a little nervous that something was going to come out, probably not just about the pedophilia, but also the goings-on in the Vatican Bank, where they're laundering drug money and things of that nature. So this is a great thing, and this template could be used for all kinds of things, you know, once the people take control of the church. And so I've been waiting, you know, I didn't just want to keep giving updates and say, well, you know, this is the plan, nothing's really happened, but from what you're saying, things are starting to happen, especially in regards to the churches. Now, what about the police, who, of course, are sent to protect the criminals? Some of them must be members of the church. Were they interested in reading the information?
They never identified themselves as such, so we only spoke with law enforcement officers that called up when they were called by the church, who was complaining that we were distributing information, which is the truth, on and outside of their property. And they said, well, as long as we're off the property, we can do what we want. But they actually tried to enforce the order that we are not allowed on that property, even though it's public property. But they agreed with us wholeheartedly about the pedophilia issue, the child rape, and the cover-up and complicity to genocide. Residential, sexual, physical, emotional, spiritual, cultural, etc., abuse, surgical experimentation, torture, sterilization, eugenics, and the most horrific forms of social engineering in human history. So, you know, they're just all about downplaying it and trying to put out disinformation from the pulpit. And as they do so, it becomes more obvious to the people that are in there. They're not all falling for it. So as they were streaming out of the church this time, we had a number of people stopping and talking to us, and they were still holding the information. It means we're getting through to quite a bit of them, and that's good, because it's about how the establishment controls us is the control of the flow of information to the majority. And
we're trying. Not only that, but the fact that, you know, here in the States we have the highest prison population in the world, even exceeding China. We have people in jail for absolutely nothing, and we have these war criminals, these monsters, occupying high-level positions where they're put, you know, like you said, they're actors. They're playing a role. They're pretending that they're whatever they're pretending that they are. And once you take back the curtain and you see what's really behind there, it's so disturbing that a lot of people can't face it. And anyways, that's what's going on. All right, if you can stand for another couple minutes, Alex, I'll bring you back on after the break to finish this up. We'll be right back, folks. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer to the exhaustion of humanity. We have Alex Hunter on the line from Vancouver, and he's telling us about how they're starting to actually do presentments at Catholic churches with these documents. And Alex, could you please give the title of the exact document again that you're presenting, not only to the priests, but also to the lay people as they're milling around going into the church?
Yeah, well, it's a banishment order and proclamation that I gave the head priest last weekend. And this weekend we were giving out information that showed that they were a criminal organization, and that the parishioners, if they're giving money to the church, they're supporting a criminal act being perpetrated against children and humanity. So that's the name of it would be on the ITCCS website or Kevin's updates, which he sends out by email or Skype,
okay,
etc. And there are convictions of the first Dirty 30 who have been tried by the tribunal. And like what you said earlier about it being a blueprint for what we can do in other mechanisms of genocide and crimes against humanity, it would be very appropriate to hand out information and do citizens' tribunal trials and convictions of guilty parties that are complicit to all forms of genocide, including chemtrails, GMO, forced weaponized medicine, all of it, the whole thing. 9/11, So it's good.
As a matter of fact, I've been talking about this for years, trying to get a number of internet radio stations to work together and hold internet war crimes trials where different people that have expertise in different areas would present their evidence. But it just never took off. But, you know, this is another way to go, and this is great. And I would think that eventually the people would have to start checking into this. I mean, you know, you can only be an ostrich for so long. If people are actually taking off their time on a holiday, here it is, Easter, and actually going into the churches to give out this such important information, and actually it was genius for you to go on Easter, because I know a lot of people only go to church on Christmas and Easter anyways, so you're likely to get a very high, you know, number of people. More than you ordinarily would.
Yeah, well, it was packed. And the reactions were mixed, but about 50-50, people expressing disgust, and then some of them just interest, and they were genuinely interested in protecting the children. And the grand chiefs who had served time in residential schools were there. No one knew about this abuse better than they did firsthand. What I'm interested in doing is not only getting them recognition and some form of closure and healing process occurring, but also showing that what the colonialists did worldwide to the indigenous population, they're now doing to us under globalism, doing to the surplus population. So it's about protecting our children, all children, everywhere, right now, from what's going on right now, using right. With health technology and science, medicine, etc.
Well, yeah, not so only that, but holding these people accountable. I mean, the fact that they are getting away with what they are doing, the fact that George Bush and Dick Cheney have not been arrested for treason, you know, in lying about all this crap that brought us into the Iraq War. Well, I just heard, I forget, I think it's $250,000 he makes a year now as a retired president. We're actually paying this monster for the disservice that he did to our country. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And what I hope eventually happens, and I'm seeing some evidence of this, is that eventually the police and the military are going to wake up and realize that they are being used to try to destroy the ones who are, you know, telling the truth and trying to do something about the horrors that are going on. Because, as I said, the solutions are there for almost everything. We just have to make these psychopaths who are making money off our genocide and destruction to go away. To fire them, put them in jail, I don't care what. But let the real people that have a conscience come forward, you know, with the things that they know about. I mean, things would change in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah. Once we reach critical mass, it certainly would. And of course, they flood the whole thing with disinformation and the usual tried and true mechanisms to drown out the message. And then they flood in their own propaganda and PR, and so we're working against that. We need more people to come out, and we want to see this happening in every country and every city on earth where there is a church, where there's a need to go out and tell the truth about it, you know. And it certainly seems to be picking up a lot of momentum here, and attending those meetings with those chiefs, we had four chiefs last meeting, and the energy in that room was undescribable. It was so impressive and awesome to be around these decent, genuine people that used to have a system that's totally the opposite of the monetary system, potlatch, where you distribute wealth from the people at the top downward to the population as a sign of your wealth and prosperity rather
than
hoarding.
Okay, we're going to get cut off, Alex. Hold on. I'll bring you back on the other side. If you can hold on for another break, we'll be right back, people. Get down. And we're back with Upfailing America, where our answer today is exhaustion of humanity. We have Alex Hunter on the line from Vancouver. And Alex, as you were talking about the energy in the room when these native peoples that have been waiting for decades for quote-unquote justice are now seeing the extent to which others are really putting it all on the line to accomplish that goal. I can only imagine what that must be like, having waited for a decade for justice in my case. But I think that as they start to realize that, you know, we have the power, we are the ones that have the power, there's more of us than there is of them. And as you made such a very important point, to support these monsters, I mean, Catholics should already have enough evidence to stop going to these churches and putting money in the plates. But as more and more things come out, especially that very important document that Kevin found, and I can never pronounce it correctly, but the document that one of the priests slipped him, where the Pope had actually written, basically, you know, that it's a sin to report a priest who's molesting children. So there you go right there. That's called, you know, obstruction of justice, a cover-up, you know, you name it. And and that's what people have to realize. And I know that he's got that information on his website as well. So I hope that people, like I said, the police, the military, take notice, people, because you have been used like I was abused as a doctor, you know, doing the wrong thing, taught the wrong thing till I broke out of the box. We have all been used and abused, and rather than let that destroy us, we have to stand up and say, okay, now I see how you psychos operate, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. The term is called crimis solicitanus. And
there
it's,
you go.
Yeah, and it's a doctrine in the church where it's illegal to report criminal activity within the clergy. So they actually have a mechanism that keeps everything under wraps and hush. And so there are complicit priests, and usually at the heads of church organizations or the archbishop, or each and every one of them will have dirt on another one. And so they're getting away with looting the coffers and misappropriating funds, committing fraud, acts of pedophilia, abuse against children, child rape, and it just goes on and on. And these people are the most important thing
is that the church was used as an organization to perpetrate genocide against the indigenous population and all those other horrific things I listed, and that they're doing it to us right now, and that all our organs of government are weaponized against us, and that there's a master-slave society still alive and well and perpetrating injustice against us all. And this is a way we can prove it and tie it all together. And I hope your online radio station Tribunal actually comes to fruition, because I think it's a very effective tool, and it's high time we did that. We're out of time.
Yeah, we are out of time. But as I said, although, you know, I've been doing this for almost 16 years now, and, you know, patience is probably my least strong virtue, I'm getting tired. You know, I'm waiting for something to happen big, something big, you know, a real turnaround, a real waking up of the masses, where they start asking hard questions. Because when you realize how controlled we are, you know, you look at all these news shows and such, you can't get a question in. Even if you were to call into some show, as I've tried a few times, the calls are always screened. And even if you tell them a different question than what you're really going to ask, as soon as you start asking the real question, they cut you right off. Internet radio is really the only place we have to really tell it like it is. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that. I just wish that, you know, everybody listening would tell everybody they know, because this information can save your life and the planet. Because everything they're doing to us. Let me just, if I could, Alex, because I wanted to just explain the title of my show today, Exhaustion of Humanity. This has to do with the last sentence of the 10th Protocol of Zion. It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation by the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by want, so that the goy see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else. And, of course, the definition of exhaustion is to use up and completely consume. So by causing fear, hopelessness, just everything you can imagine, starvation, all the things that they're doing, this is the push now to utterly exhaust humanity and to make humanity believe that it's over, it's a done deal, there's nothing we can do, these monsters have already prevailed. And that's why I think for what Kevin and the ITCCS are doing at this time in history especially is so important for people to say, because, you know, they said it from the beginning, oh, this is never going to work, he's not going to be able to accomplish this. Well, let's just say big things are happening, okay? And, of course, those who say it cannot be done should get out of the way of the people doing it. What do you think about that, Alex?
Well, absolutely. I think you're definitely 100% in the right direction there. That's exactly what's going on, and that's what to do about it. And the more you focus on what you're doing and the more you put out and expose, like through free internet radio, et cetera, the truth, that's what woke me up was you. You know, when I tuned into your show, it was the most, the quickest deprogramming I'd ever experienced. And it was a bit of a shock at first. It took me a while to catch on, but I was medically challenged.
Just say, as long as you mention that, because I actually, you know, people will send me suggestions on a regular basis, and that's fine. A lot of times they want me to fix my DrCarly.com site, which I said I know it needs fixing. I need to hire somebody to do that. So if you want me to help get that going, please do help me do it. But I got a email from a woman this week who suggested that I tone it down, that my passion could possibly discredit me. And that really amazed me, Alex, because anybody that has been through what I've been through, first of all, it's amazing if they're still breathing. Because it's not easy to see the whole thing unravel right before your eyes because you're in it. But secondly, anybody who's not passionate about what's going on, what's wrong with these people? They're going to look at my passion as a reason to, quote-unquote, discredit me? My answer to that is, if you're not passionate about the fact that you're being killed, your planet's being destroyed, and you are paying for it, then, you know, go back to sleep. I don't need you, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it smacks of, like, controlling the message to the majority as well. When people sort of use soft activism and they blend it in with harsh activism or the brutal truth, it dilutes it to something that's a muddy, meaningless piece of crap. Doesn't matter what color of paint you pour on it either. Like all political ideologies, it's just manipulation of the masses. So I would disagree with that woman strongly, and I wouldn't listen to her advice. I'd just say thank you, goodbye. You know, that's not what we want. Yeah, we like you telling the brutal truth. You're actually one of our most prominent brutal truth radio activists, or the most prominent brutal truth activist in radio. And we appreciate you more than anybody, and we don't want you telling it any other way than just delivering it right out front and center with the approach you take.
It's I appreciate that. You see, it's very funny, because my mother used to criticize me by telling me that I was brutally honest. And, you know, over the years, I've tried to figure out, what does that mean, brutally honest? Well, I guess I know now, because apparently that's hardwired into me. But I just want to say, people, I don't want to believe all these things are happening. Unfortunately, I know they're happening. I don't talk about anything I can't document. In most cases, many, many times. And, you know, sometimes it would be nice to take the blue pill and go back to sleep. But you see, actually, you know, it's a good thing. It's hard to wake up, as Alex said, especially if you get the hyper course, you know, instead of getting a few years to soak it in. It's very difficult to face reality, but it does explain things. It makes you say to yourself, oh, okay, now I understand why this is happening in the hospitals or, you know, politicians, whatever the case may be. Once you see how they work, then you realize that the only thing we need to do to fix things is, you know, basically get rid of the people that are committing treason. And, you know, we'll see how that works out. Perhaps another version of what Kevin Annette is doing with the much higher level psychos, you know, the Queen of England and the Pope. Yeah, that's some high level psychos.
Yeah, exactly.
Three adults and one big dog.
We're just going through a fairing. Sorry about that.
9380. I'm more important right now.
Sorry about that.
Okay,
yeah.
You're on the road. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go.
We're just going to a ferry terminal, but we really appreciate you and the way you put out the information, and you're the most important person in Truth Radio as far as I'm concerned. So, thank you very much for all you do, and I'm the distraction's over with. If you want to keep me on, but you don't need to.
I just wanted to say, see, I am a humble person. I'm not looking to have people, you know, shower, you know, accolades on me and things of that nature. I mean, it's nice to feel appreciated, so I thank you for what you're doing. But you see, I have a selfish reason for doing this. I don't want my planet to be destroyed. I don't want humanity to become extinct. You see, so I'm doing this for that reason. And it's amazing, and I wish more people would realize this and stop being afraid. And I know that you and your teenage children understand this, is that there's a lot of power to be gained by standing up to these monsters and showing no fear and just saying, we know what you're doing and we're not going to take it anymore. You see, then you realize that they're more afraid of us, because they should be more afraid of us, because their crimes are so evil that people with a conscience in many cases can't even conceive of it. But as you present them with evidence, they have no choice but to say, I guess we have a problem here that I've been ignoring because I didn't want to face reality. Well, now it's time to face reality. So that's why I do what I do, and I'm finding others who do what I do, And as I said, next weekend I'll have this Dr. Jennifer Daniels, who was in Syracuse, healing people without drugs. And I had lost touch with her for many years, and one of my listeners just sent me a link to a show she does, and I listened and called in, and I was so happy to find her, because if people don't realize what's being done to the ones standing up for you and do something, I don't know what you expect is going to happen with your quote-unquote health care, because the doctors are killing you. And once this mandatory insurance, of course, goes through, you will have to get vaccines to keep your insurance. You will have to get a mammogram to keep your insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is one of my frustrations, Alex. I do not understand why the people are not standing with doctors like myself and Jennifer Daniels. I mean, there are some doctors who kind of dance around vaccines and, you know, talk about the mercury or whatever. But in terms of going the full route and talking about what's really going on, that's me and Dr. Daniels. As a matter of fact, the title of her show last week was, I don't know if I remember exactly, but the take-home was medical doctors are murderers. And she went on to explain statistically how doctors kill at least 16 people every year, you know, just by what they do. And it's just amazing that there's no actual punishment for this. However, she did inform me that in Panama, where she is, if a patient dies, the doctor is charged with murder, and they have to go through a trial. And she said there's 10 doctors in Panama, where she now lives, that are in jail because of MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus drug deaths from, you know, superbug antibiotics. And there's also an article on the internet, Brazil studies Curitiba doctors linked to 300 deaths. As it turns out, some 300 deaths at a Brazilian hospital are being studied for possible links to a medical team charged with murder. So there are other countries that charge doctors with murder. Why don't they do it here? Why do they make excuses for them and let them get off no matter what?
Well, I think it's got a lot to do with the fact they're perpetrating genocide through the medical system.
Yeah. Well, you know, I asked the question, but I know the answer. But, yes, in fact, it's true, and it's getting worse every day. I'm sure that you heard that our evil president signed the, let's see, they're calling it the Monsanto Protection Act, H.R. 933, which is going to basically allow corporations such as Monsanto be immune from litigation if anybody should choose to bring them to court claiming damage from their Frankenfoods.
Maybe we can bring them all to court in an international tribunal and use the blueprint to prosecute them for what is obviously genocide. It's just spraying us with aluminum, creating aluminum-resistant crops, weaponizing our food. That's the outfit that's doing it, that and Cargill. So it's not a very difficult button to connect there. And that he's actually passed a bill like that shows that he's a political puppet, and they've just basically used Uncle Sam as the fall guy for the Third World War. They're going ahead with their diabolical agenda, whether we know or not, and they're just maintaining the majority control at all times so they can bring us down wave after wave in a discreet and covert fashion while they perpetrate this agenda against us. So right. You'll find that it always falls within that frame, and it's very obvious. Once we know what's going on, we can see how they're doing it.
As they utterly exhaust humanity. I mean,
yes.
Just even hearing about these things makes you stress out and feel sick. Okay, there's the music. Stay on for the last segment of this hour. Ken, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is exhaustion of humanity, which is what we see all around us. We have Alex Hunter on the line from Vancouver, and I just want to mention another article that was in my local CharlotteObserver.com today on page 17A, that's March 31st, soaring honeybee deaths renew alarm. And they talk in this article about how fast the honeybee population is collapsing, stating that there's many researchers that believe it's due to a powerful new class of pesticides known as neonicotinoids, which are actually evolved from tobacco. But, of course, our corrupt U.S. Agriculture Department is doing nothing. You know, basically it's a wait-and-see attitude, of course. Eventually, if there's no bees to pollinate, the crops will all starve. And interestingly, this research leader from the U.S. Agriculture Department, Jeff Pettis, said he was confident that the death rate would be much higher than it's ever been. And what's he doing about it? Absolutely nothing. So, you know, this is very disturbing, of course, to people that are at all involved, even if they're only reading mainstream media type things. They're telling us what they're doing. It's right in our face.
Yep. Yeah, well, it certainly is. We just got on board a ferry to go over to the island. We went on a different ferry than Kevin. We came from a different port. But they're spraying us right now with what we call quick diffuse, which is something that looks like a contrail, but it makes the sky a milky white. And yesterday we had brown crap in our atmosphere so badly that we couldn't see 24 blocks away. The red taillights on the highway were looking like muddy brown twinkles, like barely, you could barely even see them. And Dr. Rosalie Bertel said, who is an epidemiologist and nun, she said that as she became an expert on chemtrails and what was going on, she said it would be very easy for the pilots, once they're used to loading the planes and spraying us, for them to switch it from a slow kill to something completely fatal. And our health is definitely reflecting that. Like, we're getting really sick, some of us, and then some other people aren't, and I think that's because they've got the ability to target us through the technotronic grid. So it's aerosol, electromagnetic, technotronic warfare, which is being used to keep us from getting anywhere as they silence and control activists, dissidents, whistleblowers, investigative journalists, and otherwise targeted individuals or groups while they dumb and bring down the population with the technotronic grid. It's a pretty ugly mix. And, of course, it's synergistic binary warfare, which is also involving GMOs and other things, maybe vaccinations, weaponized medicine, and all that. I know it's also radio waves that have a lot to do with where the bees are gone. It's not just the pesticides, but also that and mega farming operations where you have only one crop on a huge area of land. The bees can't get from to another source of food, so it's like eating just rice or something, you know?
Right. Oh, I definitely know it's more than just the pesticides, but my point is that they're talking about pesticides, yet they keep spraying them. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Alex. Thank you so much for calling in. We have a short little break, and we'll be back for the second hour. Stay tuned, folks.